So once upon a time, it was hard for her to know exactly what was more surprising in the very beginning. Whether it was the fact that an octopus was talking to her, or whether it was the fact that the octopus had just stolen the French bulldog that it was her job to take care of. As it turned out, she had just come back from college. She was living with her parents for a little while. She was figuring out her next move. And she was asked to dog sit and house sit for a family she had known for a really long time. And she loved this little dog. Though she always felt like it was a little weird. And so the first thing that the octopus said to her, that every little dog is actually an alien from outer space in hiding here on Earth, sort of made sense to her intuitively. But this one particular dog, it was her job to take care of. And so she told the octopus to give it back, but the octopus said no, and then all of a sudden four other octopi popped up out of the water, and they swam around, and she backed up because she knew she was no match for four very large, very mad octopi. And they started building this odd contraption in the middle, and they said they were taking this dog back to outer space. And she thought of what she could do, and she couldn't think of anything that would actually get her to the dog and then finally defeat all of those octopi, when all of a sudden the little dog looked at her. By happenstance, the dog's name happened to be Yoda, which should have been a clue. But Yoda looked at her, fixed her with his big little eyes, and kind of twitched his weird little ears. And he said in his mind, "Be the person you were always meant to be. Be the fullness of who you are." And she thought of who she used to be, and she thought of her childhood room, and there was lots and lots of chickens in her childhood room, because first she really loved chickens. They had some chickens in the childhood home where she grew up, and so she had chicken stuffies and posters of chickens and all sorts of chicken stuff in her room. So she thought, okay, well, I have a chicken thing deep in there. I have a chicken thing, and slowly little tiny feathers started sprouting on her arms, and she said, yeah, I love the chickens. And more feathers started sprouting on her arms. She thought, okay, and she thought of the next room she had, and there was all of these mermaid things, and she thought, okay, I love the mermaids too. And pretty soon, swirling around her leg was a huge mermaid tail, and she started swirling up around it, and she dove into the water as this chicken mermaid self, and she swam all around all the octopi, and they were so surprised because they had never seen a chicken mermaid before. And she flew up around, and she jumped right up and sort of twirled in the air and splashed down right next to the first octopi, who had the dog in their clutches. And she said, I'll be taking Yoda back. And she started swirling all around. And feathers shot out from her swirling chicken mermaid body. And they started attaching onto all of the octopi's little suction cups. And they had no purchase on anything. They couldn't stand without their suction cups. And it was all fluffy and confusing. And she grabbed Yoda. And she swam back to the surface. And all the octopi kind of went back down into the water. And when she got back to the shore, she held Yoda and she said, tell me of your alien race. Tell me, what are you fleeing? Let me help you. And Yoda looked at her with big eyes and he said, woof. And so it is like with us here. Just like when we're little, we might love chickens, then we might love mermaids. We are on a lifelong path of growth and evolution here. Part of the cool thing of those of you who get to grow up here is there's year after year, experience after experience, where you're exploring the depths of who you are and what you know. And it's the same for all of the rest of us. Truth never stops speaking to us. Amen.